Planting for crops such as corn and soybeans are still a couple of months away. But farmers can prepare their fields now for those spring plantings by starting off with a clean seed bed. And LSU Ag Center weed scientist Jim Griffin says that means removing winter weeds.
In fields right now at this time of the year, you can find more than 20 different winter weeds, broadleafs and grasses. Now is the time to treat for those because we can take those out fairly easily now because they're small, they're less hardy.
Some growers in Louisiana have been battling herbicide-resistant weeds. Even weeds that are not resistant to herbicides can still be difficult to control if not sprayed early.
If you wait later on in the year, you get poor control. This can interfere with your planting operations. It can affect the soil, the drying of the soil. It can keep the soil temperatures low, which can affect the germination of the crop.
The weeds can compete with the crop for sunlight and moisture. They also can provide a safe haven for insects that can later damage the crop.
It has been documented that cutworms are a greater problem in cotton when you allow weeds to remain green later in the season.
Griffin said farmers should use a combination of herbicides to kill these winter weeds. Applying a herbicide that will stay in the soil is important to keep the weeds from returning before planting, especially with the winter weather Louisiana has been experiencing. Mild temperatures are conducive to weed development and growth.
Alternating low and high temperatures is one thing that helps break the dormancy of the weed seeds.
Griffin says farmers must be mindful of herbicide drift when applying these chemicals near wheat fields because they could damage that crop. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.